Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Every comedian has a podcast, but we are two comedians with a morning show podcast. See the difference? It's a big difference. It's why this thing is going big time, my friends. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Java Good Morning. I am your host, Mike Camerlingo. Joined alongside me, as always, Julia Young. Julia, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for welcoming me to our show, Mike. How you doing, bud?
Can you welcome the co-host to their own show? Is that how it works?
It feels patronizing, but totally in character for you.
When I did it, I was just patting the top of your head. I said, oh, thanks for coming. Yeah. This is great.
Thanks, sweetie. Oh, that's cute.
Hey, babe. You know, I said, I'm going to wing this opening right here. And then I got flustered and just started reading words in front of me. So
that's okay. It's like, when we order pizza from our favorite pizza place, if I call, they call me sweetheart on the phone. So I make my fiance order it so I don't get called sweetheart.
I guess it's different for a guy, obviously, because if someone calls me like sweetie, I love it.
Well,
it's great.
It's women calling you sweetie. A man would never call you sweetie, right?
I don't think so.
That'd be cool.
I know,
also, happy Women's History Month. So we start off with a bang. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
If you are a woman, though, I'm giving you permission to call me sweetie or hun. If you're like, here's your coffee, hun. I'm just like, the rest of the day, I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah. It's like, you got a tip. Yeah. No, it's great.
I'm like, oh, should I give you more money? Because that was just so good.
I love that feeling. Yeah. I love being called cutie, sweetie, but only by women in their 70s.
Exactly.
Don't call me sweetheart.
But it's like, yeah, it's a different thing when a guy calls you like sweetheart or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never hear it. So it's not, you know, they're not yelling at me walking down the street like, hey, show me your thighs, man. I don't know.
Well, yeah, for me, it's like, I just really want to order a pizza. I'm not your sweetheart. I'm going to pay you for your service.
See, but I take it the other way. If they're like, oh, thanks, sweetie. Here's your coffee. I'm like, do you want to go on a date? Like, are we a couple?
Are we going to do this for real? Yeah. Welcome to our podcast. Please like us, rate us, review us on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends. As always, you can email us javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We actually got some great emails this week, including a spam email. Can I read you our spam email?
Yeah. I didn't even know we got emails. So this is exciting.
Well, yeah, because I'm the woman, so I check the emails, which I love. Okay, so this is a really great spam email. It's a woman named Vera, and her Instagram is fab and luxurious. She said, hi, Java, good morning. I would love to work with you. I noticed your lovely Instagram profile. I think you are doing such a fantastic job. You have lots of very amazing photos, and I just wanted to tell you I love what you do, smiley face. And I'm going to stop here to say we post the same photo every single
week.
Yeah,
that's a warning sign number one right there is like, you have lots of very amazing photos. Like, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. And then she gives her username and says she has 120,000 followers and would like to endorse a shout out where I share your lovely pictures on Instagram. This will give you an immense exposure and you will be seen by all of my followers and by lots of other people.
Wow. Well, you're you're giving her a plug right now. So I think it worked.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so do you think this is this a bot? What is this?
I don't know. It has to be a bot. But like, what is alleged Vera get out of this? Because if she's just like reaching out to random people being like, I love your pictures. Let me post your pictures. Like, what does she want us to do? You know?
Excellent accent work there. I loved it.
Vera from Fab and Luxurious. Hello, I'd love to share your photos from the smiley face.
I don't know what any of the scams are. I told you I get all these like bots that try to follow me on Instagram.
You have sex robots.
I have sex robots, but every time they friend request me or whatever the fuck it's called on Instagram, I do get a little happy. But so I don't know what the scam is. Like, I don't get it.
I want to know the scam because we know there's a scam, but we don't know what the scam is. And that's the biggest scam of all is not knowing the scam.
Yeah, that's where you can get into trouble where you're just like, I know this is, you know, what are you doing with my blood? Like, where's it going? You know what I mean?
Where's the blood going? Let us know the pathway. Yeah. Anyway, so that was pretty exciting. This is a segment we like to call Up Top.
Up Top.
And this is where Mike and I talk about things up top. You know, things that have happened to us. Big, big, exciting things like... such as, et cetera.
My friend Brian listens to this podcast. What up, Bri? He said that this is the best podcast to walk your dog listening to.
Oh, that's so nice.
He didn't say like, oh, this is such great content. This is so funny. He just said, this is really good to walk your dog to. So honestly, that's a pretty good compliment.
It's like, we're the podcast you listen to when you're picking up dog shit. This is what's in your ears. And we love that. You know, there's to every season, there is a purpose.
When you're mowing your lawn and you just want to like zone out.
Yeah. And you can't really hear anything. You want to listen to us. I have my two friends, Jen and AJ, shout out to them. They like to listen to this podcast in the car.
Ooh.
And to them, I say, Papa bless you. You know,
Papa bless you.
Papa bless you.
I think this is just a podcast for our friends. And if you listen to this and we've never met, congratulations. You're our friend now.
You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
And now like and subscribe, you know, send us an email. This is a podcast about nothing. I won't call us the Seinfeld of podcast because Seinfeld was successful, but we're just here
having
fun.
First season wasn't good. Took a while.
Yep. So tell me some up top news, Mike. What's been?
I got to tell you something. I was in a foul mood earlier today,
mm-hmm.
and it all started when I was driving down the street, not a busy street.
Okay.
And there was a person running, so I was like, oh, I'm in the burbs. It's not a busy road, and I waved at him, and he just fucking didn't wave back. He didn't even look at me. I was like,
fuck this guy.
And you know, I didn't have anything good to call him. So I was like, fuck this fucking asshole. You know, fuck this fucking, you know, cause when you go by like a bike guy, like someone on the bicycle, if they like cut you off or something, you know what? Yeah. There's always the go-to move where you say, what do you say? Ready?
Fuck you, biker.
You go fucking Lance Armstrong. That's what you say. You know, especially if they're in all their gear.
Got it.
You go, the fucking Lance Armstrong over there cut me off. You know, you give him one of those. But
toward a
dick. Like the Lance Armstrong insult's great too, because like
he's a dick.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. I mean, you know. Yeah. So I'll have to do some research on like a runner who like abused people.
Yeah, there must be so many. I mean, you can just be like, cool spandex, speedy, maybe something like that. I mean, maybe he was listening to our podcast while running and just felt so intimidated to wave back.
He was just locked on like the horizon. Mm. And I just,
it's called a runner's high. You ever have one of those?
No.
The only time I've ever had a runner's high is when I'm looking at photos of rugs online. Okay. A runner is a type of a rug, so.
Oh, I didn't get it, but I boo the joke anyway.
And you know what? I'm not going to tweet it based on your reaction.
Actually, you know, that's another good thing for this podcast. It's like, these are all the stupid thoughts that we would maybe tweet, and hopefully we'll just instead talk it out, because Twitter is
get 12 likes.
Tiresome. Yeah. It is tiresome. Yeah. Everyone just gets on and argues about a different thing every day, and it's like, you don't have to talk to any of these people. Like, this is all a choice.
You really don't. And I mean, I have all these reply guys in my mentions who try to punch up my jokes. It's like, hey, if I wanted that, I would record a podcast with Mike Camerlengo. Okay.
Did you ever think about cutting this word out? It's like, I know.
Hey, fixed it for you. Like, God.
Obviously, I didn't think about that.
No.
That's a better joke, but fuck you.
Better joke. I'm not gonna admit it, though.
I heard Twitter's coming out with a new thing where you can charge people to see your tweets. I thought that was...
Yeah, that's not going to turn out well. Like, are fleets still a thing where, like, tweet disappears?
I am so pissed at fleets, because fleets was introduced and everybody made fun of it. And now I don't click on any of them, but I see all these people's fleets up top.
Who's still fleeting, you losers?
I'm like,
losers?
Guys, what are we fleeting? Why don't you go
for... You know who I bet fleets is? That runner. I bet he's a big fleeter. Mm-hmm.
Like an asshole just running and shit.
Ugh. My big news up top is that Alec Baldwin and his wife Ilaria, who's not Spanish, had another kid, but it doesn't make sense because they just had a kid 5 months ago, and I've done the math, and I don't think that works.
Most births are 9 month range.
Eight?
In there.
Seven if you're lucky. Really speed it up, you know. They have your pregnancy on double speed.
Okay, so this is the Baldwin that the Java Good Morning Instagram account follows, because I'll pop on there sometimes and I'll see a whole
big
family.
We only follow like two people. I followed Ilaria Baldwin and I think just us two. So
I didn't realize that's Alec Baldwin's wife.
Yes. Don't you
Okay.
remember the controversy?
I do remember. Yes,
Months
I
ago?
do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
So yeah, she's been pretending she's from Spain. She's not. She's from Boston. Shout out to your town.
Yeah, baby.
And she's just like a rich person who lived in Spain, but all their kids have super Spanish names and she speaks with a Spanish accent. And I took a yoga class with her in like 2011.
Like she taught
She's
it or she was in your
yeah, she used to be
class?
a yoga instructor.
Oh.
And I would like someplace near NYU, and I like took her class when she had just gotten engaged to Alec Baldwin. So this is like 10 years ago. And
I think you buried the lead there, which is that you took a yoga
I
class.
took a yoga class. I know that was maybe the second or third and out of two or three I've ever taken. I hate
Yeah.
yoga.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's not
It's
real, it's stressful to me.
mostly, let's be honest, it's mostly stretching.
It's stretching, and then you're in a public place, and all of a sudden you let a toot
You got a
loose and you
fart.
get judged,
There's a
you
lot
know?
of farting positions. I've done it a few times,
Oh,
and I
God.
mean, the well
Oh,
just
man.
fucking air horn it,
It's
dude. It's just,
really a cacophony of farts, you know?
yeah.
Don't even get me started on hot yoga. Oof, hot farts. No thanks.
A yoga studio must stink. I mean,
Oh,
first
yeah.
of all, even if people aren't ripping them, I mean, they're
The
gaping
feet.
assholes, you know? There's
Yep.
people are
Assholes and
stretching
feet,
out.
under boob sweat, gooch sweat,
Yeah.
stetch
Yeah.
sweat.
You just got 21 sweaty grundles and it's not, you know, but hey, I'm
Yeah.
sure everyone's healthy, you know?
Yeah,
And this is, you know
exactly.
what, to be honest, from me, this is jealousy.
Yeah.
I want to be a yoga. I wish I could be, I can't touch the top of my shins. I
That's
feel
not
like it'd
good,
be better,
Mike.
but,
I mean,
you
I want to be centered. I've tried to meditate in my life and I find it very stressful.
It's more stressful to meditate.
So stressful because I had this Headspace app on my phone and it counts every day that you do it in a row. And I started getting so anxious that I was going to accidentally skip a day. So like I had to keep doing it to get that streak, you know?
All
And I was
right.
like, if it's stressing me out to meditate, there's something wrong with this app. Not with me. There's nothing wrong with me.
The Headspace guy, we didn't
Ugh,
connect. His
Andy. Ugh.
voice,
Hate him.
yeah, it didn't
Why do I
work.
want a British person telling me what to do? You know, how has that ever turned out well?
Right. You need someone who's calm, but like
Yeah.
not. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with a meditation app. What do you think? Could you meditate with me talking?
I think I would get hungry. I feel like you talking a long
Put
time
your
would be like,
head,
ooh.
ready? Can you let me try right here?
Yeah,
Ready?
please give me like a little meditation. Yeah.
Put your head in a comfortable spot. Now think about the last time you had an erection. Like, what did, could I do something like that? Like, but
I
I would
don't
like,
hate it.
it's not
You don't hate
bad.
it. It's not bad, but your Boston accent's pretty
That's
bad.
the problem is right when I said, like, if I said a word with,
Relax.
yeah, it would pull you out of it. You'd be like, how,
That's
what,
you
how'd that guy
need a
say parking
neutral
lot?
voice.
Yeah, you really need to sound like a computer.
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
yeah.
life. We're not made to be calm people, you and I. That's why we're
No.
Canadians. It's we're just we're just our anxiety is what fuels us and what will kill us when we're in our 60s.
Oh, I hope I live that long. Hey, I have a question. I have a question for you. Well, I have two questions for you in the up top segment. And I purposely didn't look this up because I wanted you to explain it to me. What happened with Lady Gaga's dogs?
Okay, so her dog walker was walking her three little French bulldogs, and a car pulled up and stole two of the dogs. One of them ran away and shot the dog walker in the chest.
Oh
And
my.
Lady Gaga is like filming a movie in Rome and was like, I'll give $500,000, no questions asked. And the dogs were returned. And people really think, you know, a lot of things. Was this a setup? And it's like, well, the dog walker got shot in the chest. That's pretty
Yeah,
intense
it's
to
not like
like.
he got shot in like the foot.
Yeah, to me, that would spell like cover up, obviously.
Right.
It's like you get shot in like a cool place, like an easy place to get shot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess there's been like robberies of French bulldogs in the neighborhood recently. So maybe they didn't know it was Lady Gaga's dogs, but these dogs are, you know, it's like the French bulldog designer, like thousands of dollars. Like these are valuable dogs. So, but they were two of them were returned. So it's fine. She's,
So
it's all good.
did the person who kidnapped the dogs, dog napped,
The dog
did
nap, yeah.
dog nappers, did they know it was Lady Gaga's, or was it just because they're worth a lot of money?
I think just because they're worth a lot of money, because I don't think that they had like callers being like, "Pro, this is Stephanie Germanotta's dog."
Right.
Like, I don't think so. But This could also be viral marketing for the new Cruella de Vil movie with Emma Stone. We just don't know enough.
I mean, we don't know if Fab and Luxurious is behind it, you know? Like, we don't know.
Oh, Vera? Vera from Fab and Luxurious. Hello, like, I'd like to steal your dogs for extra Instagram exposure. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though? Anytime you hear a story, you're like, is that, what's this about? Like, is this
always real? Assume it's a scam. And I think FBI is involved now. But it's like, remember when Kim Kardashian got robbed in her home? And everyone was like, she did this, you know, for likes or whatever.
Right.
We still don't know. I mean, we do, but we don't.
We do, but we don't. I like saying that too. Hey, you know, do we really know?
We don't. It gives you an out for anything. We know, but we also don't know at the same time.
It's like, we don't know. You know, we don't know all the facts.
We don't know all the facts.
You know, that's always, that is always good to get out of like trying to explain something or like give
your
point of view.
We don't know. So who's to say?
Who's to say? You know, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Yeah.
I have a tab open on my, Google right here, and it's my latest search is wiffle ball tournaments Massachusetts, so that's what I'm doing right now. I feel like
you're not even a dad yet.
I'm looking into wiffle ball tournaments for the summer. If anybody knows where one's going down in Massachusetts, if not, I think maybe I'll just start my own. Can I do that?
Do you want to be a coach or you want to play?
I want to play and get hammered.
Are these the plastic bats or is
plastic? It's the ball with the holes in it.
Okay.
It's wiffle ball is pretty fun, but people.
What's so fun?
It lets you participate in like an athletic endeavor, but then you can also. I like anything that mixes athletics and getting drunk and being like 15 pounds overweight. So anything where I can do that.
Less intense than softball, right? Because it's like you can hit the ball a lot farther, probably, and.
It's way more compact. Like you're just. It's the field smaller.
Like your body.
You're not running that far. You're just fucking, you could probably play wiffle ball with like a drink in your hand.
What about like Zog Sports? Don't they have those? You could meet a lot of 22-year-olds who just moved to Boston and
you know who's
friends.
You know who's in Zog Sports? That fucking dickhole who was running down the street.
Oh yeah, big Zog Sports.
No, but I agree. Like Zog's a good thing. Yeah, if you're in your 20s or 30s and you want to like, hey, let's go all out. But like, I'm like, nah, dude.
No. It's no fun.
I
hope you find a team. Are you going to have like a punny name, do you think?
I think so. But here's the difference. I don't want to play in a league. I want like a weekend long tournament.
Just one weekend.
One weekend where you're like, oh, the big wiffle ball tournament. Maybe I'll start it. I think I'm going to start the 60-second Classics wiffle ball thing in Massachusetts every year.
Yeah. You think that there's actually a tournament? No, you must create this.
There's like I'm sure there's some charity ones. Although it looks like this one right here, but that's all this corporate stuff, you know. No, this is gonna be
you're the charity. You're the one who needs help. Yeah.
We will be donating to my bank account now. If everybody just brings their own bat and balls and their own shirts
and their own beers,
I will tell you just where to go.
Yeah, it's a Venmo. It's really a Venmo partnership for you.
Basically, Julia, what I'm trying to get going this summer is I'm trying to get the vibes going. You know, I need a little bit of vibes back in my life.
You've always been a Sporty Spice too, you know?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
I'm going to maybe get that cut off going, just cut the sleeves off.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant shorts.
I'll go cut off shorts. I don't give a shit.
No, I don't want to see you in shorts.
My thighs are so white. Nobody needs to see them.
Yeah, I don't want to see your thighs.
I'm an SPF 45 thigh.
Just wear pants year round. That's what I want from you, you know?
Oh, come on, man.
I'm sorry.
I was wearing this summer though, I think I'm going vibes. I'm going short shorts, I'm going cut off. You know, I'm doing it all. Maybe a bandana. I don't know.
You better get the vax though before you live this lifestyle. You're talking kind of risky, buddy.
I'll do it. I'm gonna be the guy who like just starts doing everything before he got vaccinated and like you know what I mean? I'll be that guy. Well,
you're gonna die.
I'll get it when my number's called, but you know, I don't know when that's gonna be.
it could be this year, could be next year. Nobody
we
knows.
Don't know.
We don't know.
Vax watch.
Some things we just don't know.
Wait, you know what? You'll never know.
You never know. Or you never might. Know. But we don't know that. Should we move on to Content Corner?
Hell yeah. Content Corner.
Content Corner.
I watched some great stuff this week.
Oh man, talk to me.
Well, we said last week we talked about School of Rock.
You watched it?
I watched it and I had a smile on my face the whole time.
It's so good, right?
It's a great movie and Jack Black is so good in it.
He's electrifying.
And and I think I mentioned this, but I think when I was younger, I was a little bit more indifferent to Jack Black. I was like, yeah, this guy's kind of, he's fine, whatever.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot, but I have this new appreciation for him where he just, I mean, everyone's good is good in that movie, but he just carries that movie.
He's so fucking good.
He's so good. The music's great. It's
songs, yes.
It's fun. It's even though where Junk you kind of see where it's going, it's still fun and it's a great movie. So I watched that. Friday night, and I was
the first time you've ever listened to me.
Two thumbs up. It is the first time, and you know what? You earned yourself another listen. So, congrats!
Thank you. Thank you. I see you also watched a documentary, which is surprising because you're dumb.
You know, I didn't watch a documentary. It was a four-part series on HBO Max. The Heaven's Gate one. Did you watch that?
I watched that. Yeah.
Oh, so I listened to you again.
Cult. Yeah. Yep.
I thought it was a documentary, but then when it said one of four, I was like, okay, four is good. I can handle four.
But that's like a docuseries.
Docuseries, yeah.
You know, it's still nonfiction.
Right. It's people saying, we don't want to hire an editor. We don't want to cut out the fluff.
It was really long.
It's long.
But I love cults. You know, I love learning about cults.
So Heaven's Gate, I always knew like vaguely what it was. I was like, oh, if you asked me what Heaven's Gate was, I would say, are they the people who thought they were going to ride a comet? Mm-hmm. Into space, like into heaven, you know, and kind of. But what I didn't realize is that this group, for the most part, got together in the 70s.
Oh, they were together forever.
Together for 20 years.
Yeah. And all these like family members are like, my son's been gone for 20 years. Like, because they cut you off from your family, which sometimes sounds nice, but you know, not for 20 years.
It really is a little disturbing how. Because I have that instinct where I'm like, just leave. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? But especially in that one, because it's 20 years, you can really see how kind of fucked everyone is at the end. And like their hair's all short and they're just.
They're all wearing the same outfit.
They've almost regressed like mentally. They talk like they're like
it's
eight or something.
It's brainwashing.
And it's just, I mean, it's sad. It's fucked up.
I'm fascinated by cults because I guess I like telling people what to do. And I imagine I could be a cult leader. There's so few female cult leaders. I don't know why. I mean, most of the cults are like, you got to have sex with the head guy in charge. That's like usually the premise of it. But I think I could start a cult where no one has sex. You know, you don't have to have sex. We hang out. I guess it's a friend group.
Yeah, you're looking for friends. I think that's
I'm
what
looking
you're looking
for friends.
For.
Yeah.
Are you charming enough to start a cult? Because a lot of these people are very charming.
That's a question for you to answer. And I think it's
actually
no.
Heaven's Gate was one of the only ones where the leader like wasn't trying to bang everybody. Usually,
that was refreshing.
Yeah, it was. I thought I was like, oh, that's good. But he had that repressed, like he was gay and
his wife
divorced him and
they were castrating people also.
I mean, when episode three castration happens, I'm like, hey, let's bump this up to episode one, guys.
Yeah, like let's way to bury the lead here. It's like they were doing kind of amateur castration and people's
some dude's
penises
sack,
were getting infected.
Yeah, some dude's sack went all wrong. The first guy, you know, never be the first guy in a castration
group. It's like with vaccines, you want to wait till a few people have had it, see
Let
if they die, see if something bad happens. I'm very pro-vaccine.
We are
pro-vaccine.
We're not
getting it first.
We're not, yes.
Yeah.
But I think enough people went at this point, so I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
fine with it. But it's true. If people are saying, hey, we want to try this, you know, amateur surgery on you, you be the third or fourth person. That's what I recommend.
So do you know the difference between castration and a vasectomy?
Yeah, I think castration, don't they take out your testicles?
I don't know, because I was like, what's the difference? I'm Googling, yeah. What's the difference between castration? The difference between castration and vasectomy is, in castration, male hormone, sperm, and seminal fluid routes are cut. There's a lot of cutting, dead I think. End. And a vasectomy, only the vas deferens.
Vas deferens. The sperm which always route remind, is it's blocked. Like a Southern lawyer's name is vas deferens.
So they just block the highway when in a vasectomy. Mm-hmm. That's why you can reverse it. You just, you know, most take the thing off the most of the time. But the other one, they cut the fuel lines. I mean, you're not getting gas there if they did that.
Would you ever get a vasectomy?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get one.
Ooh, maybe for your 35th birthday. How old are you?
I'm 36, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be pretty cool. I don't know how painful it is, but I feel like it's in my future.
They probably give you some meds for it.
Yeah, why not? Well, if we're still running a podcast in a couple of years, maybe we'll do it live on air.
Yeah, maybe we'll get sponsored by a vasectomy company. I bet there's like a vasectomy startup that's just being planned right now, right, by some dudes in Silicon Valley, and it's called like Snipper, but SNIPR, you know, and it's like they have like $200 million in angel investing, and it's just like, oh, vasectomy's on demand, we come to you, something like that. And the tagline's like, cut it out
and we'll also give you your mRNA booster shot. So mm-hmm. if they like combined a couple of things, I think people would be in.
Yeah, I would become an investor of Snipper. I just created it.
Snipper, damn. I love it.
Snipper. So as we know, I had been watching some old James Bond movies, and I decided to go this week back to the one that started it all, which is Austin Powers. Let me tell you, it holds up.
Were you laughing out loud?
Funny. I was laughing out loud. I didn't realize after watching Dr. No, the first James Bond, everything from Dr. No is Austin Powers spoofs it. Like right. The outfits, the escape mechanism, the evil nemesis, like Dr. Evil. It's just, it's so funny. And it's so low budget and funny and such good actors in it. And it really holds up. And then it got me thinking, you know, when it came out, it was like, what, 1997? And I just remember watching it with my mom and being like, Mom, what does horny mean? What does Randy mean? And it was just like so humiliating for my mother. But it really, it just holds up. I recommend.
The thing about Austin Powers is we enjoyed that movie as youngsters. And most people probably did without, like, I knew it was vaguely referencing mm-hmm. old kind of Bond movies, but I didn't have direct knowledge of,
yeah,
you know, oh, this is this character and this is like number two and shit like that, right?
Right. We just thought it was funny.
Right. Which and is good. That means like they actually made it funny.
There's so many things from it that were catchphrases also in the 90s. Like, you know, the Dr. Evil talk with the pinky, right? Or the like when he's telling Scott to zip it.
When he goes, Scotty, no. Yeah.
It's so many catchphrases.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, people would just quote that movie. And then thinking about Mike Myers and like his career, right? It's like three Austin Powers movies. He did Wayne's World, right? Cat in the Hat, Shrek, which is just the biggest success. It like this guy had hits.
And he just did an Uber Eats commercial. So, you know,
which is, I think, a bullshit commercial also.
I know. We already talked about that.
We already talked about
that. Did you ever see So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Mike Myers really has a great career.
It's really good, but I think like when you're a certain type of comedian, like an Eddie Murphy or a Mike Myers, and things at first start out normal, but then your ego gets so big and you become so famous that you start to suffer from the illness of, oh, I can play two characters in this movie. Oh, I can play three. Let me play eight characters in this movie.
Are you talking about the Love Guru?
That's when things go downhill. Like Fat Bastard, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers, and then Eddie Murphy with the clumps. It's like at a certain point, you're doing too much, my guy. Maybe you can play two characters, but like we get it. But you're doing too much.
Fat Bastard, the line that I still quote from him is, I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat.
Yeah. I mean, so, that's Weight Watchers' mantra, I believe.
It's funny, Michael. Yeah, I think what happens is you just get so famous and people legit will just let you do whatever you want and throw so much money at you.
Adam Sandler and Jack and Jill. He played both Jack and Jill, I believe.
So Mike Myers, interesting. He was, you know, work. And then 2012, he kind of just stopped working after Shrek, which I get it. I mean, I don't, you know, once you make a certain amount of money and
exhausting, it's like, to voice an ogre from your home studio.
And it's like, there are only so many good projects, right?
Yes.
So you can work and just be in like weird bullshit things. Or if you truly don't want to, you don't need the money. You're just like, no. That's why, like, a lot of times
need the money.
I feel like people would be like, oh, why is Robert De Niro in this shitty fucking movie?
Ugh.
And it's like, well, honestly, he's probably bored. Like he probably likes acting. He's like,
he wants to get out of the house.
He wants to do something. They're like, hey, mm-hmm. why don't you come do this? We'll give you a bunch of money. He probably has fun doing it. So like, I don't, you know, if you want to be in a shitty movie, no one wants to be, but I understand why people do it. There's not that many good movies.
But I also think, I mean, I think he's going through a divorce now and he wants to make sure that he has, you know, the alimony covered. But I think also you reach a certain age or status and maybe you didn't make such smart financial decisions when you were younger.
That's true.
It's like Nicolas Cage, right? Like he's been bankrupt because he was buying villas in Italy and, you know, all this wine. Same with Johnny Depp. Just like you get caught up in the fame and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I have to do Jack and Jill.
I was up in there like,
I didn't invest.
They'll like ask somebody why they're doing something. They're like, you know, I got two kids in private school. It's like, yeah, but still you should have a lot of money.
Right.
Like, that is like, not that much. You know what I mean?
Do like, you not have a savings account? Right. Like what are you doing here?
Yeah. I think it's tough. You get into that spending lifestyle where you're spending your whole $20 million check. Obviously, can't even imagine, but I mean, I can,
as someone who ordered like takeout twice this week, I was like, yo, I'm on top of the world. And then I was like, what am I doing?
I'm a monster.
I'm ruined.
Well, Austin Powers is a good one to go back and watch. Maybe I will do that.
I think you should. It's great. I want to watch the other two also. I know the second one's not great, but the third one's good, but it's just after a while, it's like, all right, we get it. And did Vern Troyer die? Is that what happened?
R.I.P. No, I don't think so. Let me do a quick look. Okay. He is dead. Yes. R.I.P.
Okay. Yes, he's dead. Okay. Sorry about that. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Big other news is I've started really to memorize the Nanny theme song.
Oh, dear.
I could almost sing it.
It is catchy.
It's so catchy. And I really love TV shows with theme songs. Like my dad loves the Flintstones theme song, so right. Like we were required to memorize that. The Nanny's great, Cheers is great, Golden Girls. Like we need
so
more
only
shows.
So with lyrics, you're saying with,
yeah,
like a little jingle.
Lyrics. Yeah, that's what I want. I think you need to have like even New Girl, right? The Zooey Deschanel show that had lyrics and people love that little song. So
does
bring
back the
songs.
The opening song to the OC count because it's just a song, but it's not, you know,
but
yeah, California, here we come. I was watching it, no big deal. Cause I throw it on every now and then and HBO Max gives you the option to skip intro.
Oh, that's so rude.
I never fucking said no faster in my life.
It comes up with the Nanny too when you try to watch. When it's like, who on earth would ever skip this?
I say
you should skip the Friends theme song. That goes on too long.
I used to skip when I was going through rewatching 30 Rock, which I do from time to time. Which I one of my favorite shows. It's so funny, but I would skip that. That was a little much.
But that's like a 30-second theme song, isn't
it? It's pretty quick. But if you're watching like six in a row,
yeah, it gets long.
After one, you're like, okay, I get
enough
it.
Already. Enough. We get it. I've been watching so far just one episode of the Woody Allen Mio Farrow doc.
Oh, another uplifting piece.
Oof, not exciting. I mean, watched the first episode and I was so depressed I had to watch The Nanny to, you know, bring me out of that funk. So
imagine if they did a Nanny opening for the Woody Allen one.
That would be so fucking funny. He was working in the movies and he was a creep. Yeah.
Give me the Cliff Notes version. It just talks about like what happened in his life and about how
they interview Mia Farrow and her daughter Dylan Farrow, who accused her father Woody Allen of abuse, and you kind of get like the timeline of like Mia Farrow also like adopted 14 kids, and to me I'm like, there's something there if you're collecting children. But you know, she found the naked Polaroids of one of her daughters, Suni, in Woody's apartment and was like, what the fuck? And it's creepy. It's like you get to see Woody, who like never wanted kids, and then he gets with Mia, and then she's like, you want to have a kid? And he was like, if we got like a blonde girl, yeah, I'd be into it. It's like, all right.
Totally normal stuff. Wow, yeah.
Creepy shit.
That's one of those docs where I just won't watch it. I'll just be like,
yeah.
No.
And then everyone's like, well, you have to separate the art from the artist. And it's like, well, a lot of his art involves him as an older man falling in love with a younger woman. So you can't really do much separation there.
Yeah, it's tough to do that when the person is on screen.
Yes.
Like if he was just a director in a movie and it had nothing to do with that, like if he directed Armageddon, you'd be like, yeah, I can separate him from Armageddon. This is a great action movie with a little hint of love. Wood.
No, no, that's Deep Impact.
Yeah. Oh, they came out around the same time. Yeah, Deep Impact got screwed because Armageddon
You know. No, but it's true though. If he was directing very different content, you'd be like, okay, very different brain spaces. But it just seems like he's like kind of writing a confession,
right? With all movies. Should we be writing this down? Like, this
Is this admissible? Yeah.
So will you keep? Oh, wait, it's a documentary or a series?
It's a docu-series, which I know you have a hard
that
time
fucking combination of words. Yeah.
So I think it's like 4 or 6 or too many.
Will you watch them all?
Yeah, I guess I will because I'm already in it, but it doesn't make me happy.
Right, yeah.
But what are you going to do?
That's why I stopped watching all those true crime docuseries and shit. Like, I'm like, okay. And then half of them would end and you wouldn't even know who the killer was. So like, we think it was the mailman, but we don't know. He's still delivering. You're like,
I watched the, what is it, like American Murder or something. It was like about just a man who clearly killed his wife and kids, and it just takes the whole documentary to find out he did. And I said to my fiance, I said, look, this really freaked me out, you know, this idea you could be married to someone and then they kill you. And I told him, I will kill you before you have a chance to kill me. And he needs to know that. So I'm going to repeat it to my fiance who is listening. I'm going to kill you before you have a chance to kill me.
This is if this does happen, it was self-defense. but is it victim blaming to be like, oh, she probably should have seen the warning signs. You know what I mean? Was there one of that?
That's really victim blaming. I would say,
by the way, if somebody out there got murdered by their spouse, I wouldn't say that.
Condolences.
RIP. I would say that person's a monster. I was just thinking of the one, did you see the staircase?
Yes.
So people, I thought that guy was so guilty, but I know people who are like, no, he's innocent. Like,
an owl. You know, an owl theory?
The best part of that documentary is when they reveal his lawyers on the phone with them, and they're revealing how he traded emails with like this guy he was trying to meet up with to like get a hand job in the parking lot. And they read the email to him, and he goes, what? I'm like, dude, I know you. That's a classic buy time fucking thing where you're like, what would you say? Huh? What? Like,
oh, that's a great question. you know, Lord. We don't know what we don't know. And that's that. So
anyway, that was one of those documentaries where it just ends and you're like, I don't know. And
I
then
need a definitive answer.
All those documentaries do is just give you a homework assignment where you just kind of you're like,
you
let
have
me look
to
it
go
up.
On Wikipedia. Yep. Yeah.
And then what happens half the time is you'll find a website and they'll be like, here are the 12 things they didn't tell you in this documentary. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah. I didn't realize he had a knife collection under his pillow.
Right. Right. Like, why are you making me do homework? The documentary, watching it, is already homework for me. You know, I'm a dumb person with limited time.
Basically, what I want in a documentary is I want 45 minutes of story, and then I want somebody to come on at the end and just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down and on if they're guilty or not. That's all I need.
Agreed. So that's our content corner. Are we ready to move on to one of our favorite segments?
Hot stove. Sorry if that was
it's
too loud in
stove.
Your ear. I leaned backwards and I tried to yell it. So
I liked that. No. Hot stove. Don't
I'm
touch it.
I'm actually cooking something right now. I am
Talk
currently.
To me.
I'm currently have turkey meatballs simmering in sauce right now. So I made the meatballs on a pan, and the sauce is simmering, and I'm letting them finish in the sauce.
Are you doing with spaghetti or what are you doing with these?
No spaghetti. I'll be making sandwiches with them. Ooh. Yeah. I had pasta last week. And
what do you put in the meatballs? What spices and things?
So I take turkey meatballs and I use breadcrumbs and egg, keep them stuck together. And then I'll just put some like a little bit of parsley. The breadcrumbs themselves are Italian seasoned. So it already kind of has that seasoning on it. And it's just about cooking it with love, you know?
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll report back. But it's a thing that I cook a lot, so it should be good.
I'm very impressed.
Thank
very,
you.
Very impressed.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever had a turkey meatball.
Yeah, look, if we're being honest, a meatball is better. The good old-fashioned meatball. But, yeah. You know, trying to eat a little bit less.
You're of a certain age.
Yeah, you know. So I also, you're going to be really impressed. I was at the supermarket earlier and I did not buy the pre-made Wahlburger burgers that they sell in the supermarket. Oh. So, you know, you're in Massachusetts when they sell Wahlburgers.
Oh, was there, are there, is,
Donnie
there
was on the cover. I think
I didn't ask.
I didn't look
Mark
closely,
was on
but
it?
He must've been on it. Dude.
He must've been on it. Oh God, that sounds so gross.
Something I cooked last week for the first time that came out excellent. I cooked baked haddock.
Is that British fish?
That is fish.
Is it British?
I don't know if it's what side of the channel it's on, but it's just a basic white fish. Mm-hmm. And I got it at this fish market right by here. Yes.
What?
I went in, pound a haddock. The lady in front of me, by the way, thought I was like copying her because she goes, pound a haddock. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And I said, pound a haddock. And she turned and she kind of looked at me. I was like, hey, lady. Fucking take
Wait,
a hike.
You didn't invent this fish.
Yeah, and it's pretty popular at this place, so no big deal. Then I bought some custom breadcrumbs that they make there. So I laid the haddock out on a pan. I got butter, a little bit of melted butter, and kind of drizzled it on top. Then I put all the breadcrumbs on top, used a little bit of lemon and dribbled it on top. By the way, I'm saying dribbled it and I want to die. And then
I want to die too.
Put it in the oven, 350 for 23 minutes. And it was magnifico.
And are you coming up with this recipe by yourself? I don't think so. Where
my mom told
it?
Me about it.
Okay,
no, my mom.
That's what
yeah.
I thought. Yeah.
I was like, mommy, how do you do fish?
Because how do you make fish? Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't really like fish.
Mm-mm, I hate it.
But kind of trying to be a little healthier. Minus the breadcrumbs, but and the butter. But you know, white fish, it's good, lean source
Is there
of protein.
Bone in it?
No bone. No bone.
How does a fish not have bones?
They got deboned. I know. I don't know. I
so
don't
it had
ask,
bones.
I mean, it had to have some kind of, you know, they took care of
bones?
It wasn't like a full fish with like a face and shit.
Well, I don't know this.
Well, I'm not a big fish person. So I'll just say that haddock or like a white fish is kind of like the only thing I'm into, but I'm going to try to expand my horizons here. They had teriyaki salmon there, which I might try next time.
Good.
So
does your house smell like fish though after you cook fish?
Not with haddock. With salmon it might. Salmon is much more of a fishy smell, which I fucking hate. But haddock is very plain Jane. Like it's
mild.
Yeah, it's very mild. If you didn't know if you liked fish and you wanted to start with one, like a white fish, like a haddock is where you go.
And then do you have sides with this or you're just fucking eating fish?
No, we did. I forget what we did, but maybe asparagus. Oh, I did. No, I remember. I did asparagus, Brussels sprouts, and something else.
Did your pee smell weird?
A lot of greens. Oh, yeah. The best thing is when you forget about that you had asparagus and you pee and you're like, oh, but I'm kind of addicted to that smell. I kind of like it.
Well, that's another episode. That's a different documentary.
Well, last thing, and then we'll get to what you made. But a bad feeling is like when you're at a restaurant or something, or if you have asparagus and then you go out to a bar or something, or when you used to do that, and you go to the urinal and you're peeing next to someone, and your pee is just
pungent,
you know, just pungent, and you're like, it's kind of embarrassing. So
yeah. Or you're like half drunk and you, again, forget that you ate it. And you're like, I'm dying. What's the matter?
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's asparagus.
So, you know, some good meals over here. Hopefully those turkey meatballs.
Really grown up cooking happening at your place. My place, it's really baby food. I made thin mint milkshakes.
Oh, you talked about that last week. So you did
I threatened to do it. And I did it this week with, so it's 8 thin mints. Half a cup of oat milk and 2 cups of vanilla ice cream you put in the blender. Ooh la la.
Good.
So good.
Did you find a recipe for that or did you just get really fucking high? Because it sounds like you got high.
No, I don't think I was high. I don't smoke, Mom. I think I was sober. But I think I was sad. That's what it was. That's why I made it. I Googled it. There's a lot of thin mint milkshake recipes. So it was great. I was like, I should make this a lot. And then I realized I have peanut butter chips for maybe one day making cookies. And I was like, I could probably just put a bunch of peanut butter chips in a blender with milk and vanilla ice cream, and make like a peanut butter milkshake. Right. Would that work?
Can I ask a question? What is a peanut butter chip?
Okay, so it looks like a chocolate chip, but it's peanut.
Oh, butter. Okay, got you. No, I know that. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
That's great. So look, there's no better way to fill a hole in your heart than making these kind of milkshakes.
A milkshake. Yep. Yeah, it's true. You know, I've been really into my crock pot lately. And then as if God heard me, I found a discarded cookbook in the lobby of my apartment building. Someone, you know, was giving away a bunch of books. One of the books was about crock pots and all these recipes. And I thought, wow, it's my day.
That's a sign. It is. You're like, this is a sign.
I thought it was a sign. So I took it, been really parsing through it. I think I'm going to make some, there's like a tomato mac and cheese recipe that looks so good. I'm going to make that this week. And, I made ramen this week.
How to come out? Cause the only thing when I think of ramen, I think about the ramen packages. But
yes.
There's
and
a way
I use
really
those noodles.
It. Oh, okay.
I use the Top Ramen noodles, right? I'm not saying I made it from scratch, people. Calm down. But it's like, you know, sauteing like garlic and ginger and miso paste with some sesame seeds and sesame oil, and then adding like mushrooms, carrots, edamame, right? And veggie broth, and making a nice big brothy stew, and then adding in the noodles, and then kind of medium boiling an egg, not a hard boil, but like a medium boil, and putting that in. It was so delicious.
How many bowls of ramen are you getting out of that?
We're getting about 3.5 to 4.
That's pretty good. You know, my mistake with the old crock pot is that I'd never put enough juices in, for lack of a better word. Like, so I made pulled chicken a couple times and I wouldn't add enough. So it, even though it was in the crock pot and it was slow cooking, it was still dry and I couldn't figure out why. And then I finally did a little dig in.
You got to put liquid in. You got to stir it a lot just to make sure that there's enough liquid. But
you got to put in like chicken broth or veggie broth and some kind of broth water. Is helpful. Yeah, water, anything. Literally any liquid.
Literally anything. Spit. I can, I'll take a picture of a couple recipes if you want. Do you have a crock pot?
Put it on the Java Good Morning Instagram page.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right. All right,
we should be putting up our cooking recipes.
We really should. Oh my God, you're right.
Come on. I mean,
oh my, think of all the spam bots are going to come for us. And wow. No, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Sorry. I wanted to go back to one thing. Do you have any other cooking things?
No, I got nothing else.
Not to cut you off. Sorry.
No, please cut me off. I need to be cut off.
Oh, so this ties into the game we're going to play, but you had a funny tweet about Chip and Joanna Gaines. Do you remember that?
Yes. Of course I remember all my tweets. All I have.
I didn't. Yes. What was it? What was it?
So there was an Us Weekly headline that said, Joanna Gaines already has a tattoo tribute planned for when Chip dies. And I quote tweeted that and wrote, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
They're crushing it, man.
And I stand by it. What the fuck is wrong with these people? I hate them so much. All of the houses they make are the same. He's an idiot. And they hate gay people.
So they're not on HGTV anymore, right? Didn't they spin off?
They left. They're going to start their own network called Magnolia Network, I believe.
Right. I do like some of the stuff that they make, but I agree. Once you've seen like 3 episodes, you've seen every house.
It's all the same thing. It's shiplap. It's the same vibe. And also, like, they do belong to a church that is not very welcoming of gay people. So I'm also just like, oh, I don't think that you're inclusive, and therefore I'm not interested in what you're selling.
How can you be not inclusive if you write live, laugh, love on every front door?
Right. You have to love everyone. You don't get, it's not like live, laugh, love straight people. Like you.
Right. Live, laugh, love goes for everyone, guys. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, I made up a game for you today. Ooh. And I have a list of shows here, and I want you to tell me if it doesn't mean if at any point was an HGTV show. So it could have been, you know, it was on for a couple of years. It's not. But these are a list of HGTV shows. And then a couple I made up. So I want you to tell me if it's real or it's fake.
Okay.
And I do have descriptions if you need it. I will tell you the description.
Okay.
All right. Number one, real or fake HGTV show. Good Bones. Good Bones.
This is real.
That's real. That's correct.
It's real.
Do you know the show?
I know it's about like the bones of a house, right? It's like
this is from Google. Mother and daughter duo are setting out to revitalize their hometown of Indianapolis one property at a time. So Good Bones is real.
It could be a cooking show too.
Good Bones. It could be a doctor's show. It could be about bones.
It could be an Animal Planet show.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
I like that, where you have a name of a show and it literally could be, it doesn't tell the viewer anything.
It could be a sex show.
It could. Good Bones. It's like real sex, but people are just talking about all the good bones they had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. All right, number two.
That's our next podcast, yeah.
Windy City Rehab.
Real show.
Real show. Allison Victoria it's a real show. Transforming drab spaces into darling designs that pair vintage elements with modern functionality.
And she got sued recently, right?
There was something going on when I typed her name in, but I did not read it.
Yeah, she got sued because I think she owed a lot of money to someone and her contractor was scamming her. But it's not about rehabilitation of like drugs and alcohol.
You know who got sued is those people who do Love It or List It.
They did?
They were like, there was an article about how this person was pissed because they just came in and just had the shoddiest work ever.
Ooh.
And which obviously, I mean, they come in and what do they?
Look at the faces. I mean, both of their faces look like they had bad plastic surgery.
You work in television, Julia. I mean, how much time are they spending at that house? Like 10 days?
Oh yeah. And they're doing everything's with like duct tape. Like nothing's real. Yeah.
All right. Two for two. All right. Number three, Christina on the Coast.
That's a real show with Christina Anstead.
I hate how you know all this shit.
I didn't know
that she spun off and created her own thing.
Yeah. After she and her ex, Tarek El Moussa, they still have that show, right? Flip or Flop. She has her own show.
He had a pretty funny, not funny, but a kind of a crazy experience where he had some kind of cancer or something. And he, like a viewer wrote in and was like, oh, you should get that thing on your neck checked out. And he listened to it and he went, yeah.
Wow.
Unless that's a dream that I just made up, but I'm pretty sure that happened.
Yeah, it could have happened.
We need a blanket. We need a blanket thing on this podcast where we don't really know. So you can't sue us.
No, you can't sue us because we're idiots. Both of us. Mike's a bigger idiot than me, but I'm still an idiot.
Christina on the Coast. Mm-hmm. So it says Christina, whatever her name is, longtime friends create a kitchen that's as cutting edge as it is timeless. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, she got remarried, had a baby, and then is getting a divorce from that husband.
From the new guy.
From the new guy who's British.
Oh, wow. All right, number
and
four.
Sorry to interrupt. Tarek's fiance is on Selling Sunset.
Oh, I thought you were saying Million Dollar Listing.
No. All right.
I'm into that show. I tried Selling Sunset for an episode and I was like, no.
No, it's bad.
No. Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think this is a real show.
It's a real show.
Yes.
Purchasing a beachfront property doesn't always mean buyers have to break the bank. And you know what? It's a show that I've watched before and I don't care for it because honestly, I want to see good ass houses on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't want to see like a house with like, all right,
cheap ass house.
This is 240 grand and you got to hitch a ride to the ocean. It's like, no,
right.
I don't
want
to see that.
Crabs everywhere. I don't want that. Show me lingerie.
There's a crack on the ceiling. I have a crack in my ceiling.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that
shit. I have so many cracks on my ceiling and they get bigger every week. I've been taking pictures.
That's like when they do House Hunters and they're just like, they're looking for a 3-bedroom apartment and whatever. I'm like, no, dude, get.
Look, my light switch started leaking this week because there's water in the wall. So, you know, I should be on a renovation show.
All right, next one. Castle Planet.
I've never heard of this, so I'm going to say fake.
Do you want to hear the description?
Yeah.
An ex-NFL player and a style expert tour medieval castles in this ultimate odd couple adventure.
Oh, I love this. I wish it was real, but I think it's fake.
Can we pitch this as a show? Because I think it has some appeal. It is fake. Castle Planet is fake. But can you imagine if you could get some NFL linebacker and some style person and they're just touring medieval castles together?
I would love that. And style person is British and he has had CTE. Yeah, yep. I love this.
And he's like, oh, you know, over here we play football too. And the guy's like, he gets real pissed when you call soccer football.
Oh. it's just American football. Yeah. Oh, I love it. And then they make haddock. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Three more.
Okay.
Color splash.
What's the description?
The first ever Design Star winner, David Bromstad, shows how to revitalize tired rooms and transform them into vital new spaces through his mantra, color is the root of great design.
It's real because you didn't know how to pronounce the guy's name.
I mean, I knew right when you said, give me the description that it was over.
Out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Design Star is. I guess that was a competition show.
Supposedly. I mean,
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
I kind of snoozed. I fell asleep halfway through. Color is the root of great design. I mean, yeah, dude, that sounds like something you made up when you didn't read the book.
Right. That's like half a Batman quote, and then you made it about colors. No, thanks.
All right, two left. Yard crashers.
Description?
An expert waits at stores looking for the perfect weekend warriors who could definitely use his help.
Oh, kill me. Weekend warriors? Okay, is it real?
Can I host this show, by the way? I feel like this is right up my alley. That is real. That is
Ugh.
Real. So he waits outside, Ew. And then he's like, they're like, hey, man, you get that backyard barbecue? Like, let me come help you set it up.
Like, what a creepy thing. Awful.
How do they cast for these shows? They put it
anyone who says weekend warriors should be put in prison.
What is a weekend warrior? Someone who
I don't know. It's like someone
they say work hard, play hard, too. I don't like that
they
shit.
They do, and they do tough mutters. And oh, yeah. They're like, no days off. And it's like, well, that's why you get sick all the time. You don't have any days off.
All right, last one. You ready?
Okay.
Hometown MILFs.
You can read me the description if you want.
A pair of MILFs return to their hometown to create vintage treehouses for the next generation.
Fake.
It is fake. Hometown MILFs is fake. But I could see maybe there was on if Spike TV was still a thing. Is it still a thing?
No,
if Spike
I don't think
TV
so.
Is still
it's
a
paramount.
Thing, I think Hometown MILFs.
Did I get 100% correct?
You're good.
Wow. Or I'm sad. Either
the
one.
The only one I thought I almost had, John, was Color Splash, but then you
almost
made the
did.
Description.
The title is so dumb, I thought you had made it up. But when you it's got, just dumb enough.
Honestly, when you got Good Bones right, the first one, I was like, oh, I'm fucked.
You knew it was over. Yeah. So I should have played this game with you. You've gotten all of them wrong.
I think if anybody, there's like three production companies that make all these shows. So
yeah.
I think we should send a pitch over for Castle Planet and see what happens.
Well, I feel like my ex-boyfriend worked for all of them, so we can't.
Well, no, I mean, if Tarek and Christina can do it, you and your ex-boyfriend can do it.
Well, he might be dead.
R.I.P.
To me. Okay, oh, Rich Royer.
He's alive.
Wow. Well, that was a great, and you know, once again, this has been a great episode, I want to say, because we're really good at this.
You know what's good is we have a natural flow where our bodies will tell us when it's an hour. It just, we're not even looking at the clock. We just know. Yeah.
And like, plus my stomach will start hurting.
The meatballs. I need to go eat the meatballs. I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, well, yeah. Thanks for listening to all of our Jehovah's Witnesses. We hope you have an amazing morning. Sip that Java. Tell your friends. Rate, review us. And always email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com.
Guys, and be positive. The sun is lasting. It's staying out longer. It's brighter. The vaccines are here. It's going to be warm soon. We're going to be playing wiffle ball. Let's go, baby.
Live, laugh, love everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.